91X News.
It's 4 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. A man is in serious condition after a single vehicle accident early yesterday afternoon. The man was extricated from his vehicle on Homan Road by Belleville Fire and taken to the Belleville Hospital. The collision is being investigated, but alcohol is not believed to be a factor. Local volunteers are doing their part to cut down on drinking and driving over the Christmas season. Sean Macy has the details.
Cabs aren't the only way home. Since 1997, Operation Red Nose has been picking people up from bars during the Christmas season and driving them home in their own vehicles. Rick Watt is the chair of the program. He loves the response from the customers.
Oh, it's great. They think you're the greatest person that ever lived because they're getting a ride home and they're getting their vehicle home.
Operation Red Nose is a free service, but donations are encouraged. Money goes to the YMCA Strong Kids campaign and the Sunshine Rotary for Camp Trillium. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
Gunfire has been reported in Virginia Tech's Coliseum parking lot. Few details are being released, but it has been confirmed that one police officer has been shot. A potential second victim has been reported in a parking lot near the campus. This comes on the same day that the university is appealing the $55,000 fine in connection with the response to a 2007 massacre. A student gunman killed 32 students and faculty before taking his own life in the incident. The law requires internet service providers to report. A new law aimed at curbing child pornography on the internet is now in force. The law requires internet service providers to report tips they get about websites containing child porn. They also have to tell police if they believe a child porn offense has been committed using their service. Failure to comply carries fines ranging from $1,000 to $100,000 or jail time for repeat offenders. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says the exploitation of children by online sexual predators is a serious crime. The government says the law balances privacy concerns with the need to tackle the issue. A new database suggests that as many as 60% of Aboriginal people living in cities are suffering high rates of illness, poverty, hunger, and substandard housing. Researchers say a survey of Native people living in Hamilton, Ontario, shows that the poverty that has raised alarms in Attawapiskat is prevalent in cities as well. The study shows 80% of the 790 Aboriginals in the survey earn less than $20,000 a year. 70% also live in the poorest neighborhoods. They move frequently, a sign of transience and housing instability. They deal with chronic disease and disability, and they are far more likely to have diabetes, visit emergency rooms, live in crowded conditions, or have children with asthma. That's 91X News to 201. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Los Angeles Angels have proved they can spend with the big boys of Major League Baseball. General Manager Jerry DePoto announced the signing of first baseman Albert Pujols and starting pitcher C.J. Wilson at the MLB's winter meetings in Dallas today. Pujols' deal is for 10 years worth $254 million, and Wilson's is worth around $75 million over 5 years. The 31-year-old Wilson has pitched for their American League West rival Texas Rangers since 2005. He had a record of 16 wins and 7 losses with a 2.94 ERA with the Rangers last season, leading Texas to its second straight World Series. The Belleville Bulls begin a grueling 3-game and 3-night stretch as they visit Windsor tonight. The Bulls have recalled right winger Guillaume Node from the Wellington Dukes with 3 forwards out with injuries. Node has yet to record a point for the Bulls in 2 games this season. He has 24 points in 27 games for the Dukes. The Bulls will also be without head coach and general manager George Burnett, who is in Calgary for Team Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. And it's a battle of first versus worst in the Empire B Junior C League. The first place Picton Pirates host the last place Napanee Raiders. The Pirates have won 4 of the 5 games they have played against the Raiders this season, but the Raiders routed the Pirates by a score of 6-2 when the two teams last played on November 29th. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the PEC Community Center in Picton. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91X Weather.
91X Weather. Today, sunny, wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 early this afternoon, and a high of +3. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, a few wet flurries beginning near midnight, wind west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light after midnight, and a low of 0. Friday, a few wet flurries ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries. Wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour late in the evening, and a high of +2. It's 4 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.